He was covered one-on-one, but he evidently, I didn't see the middle part of the play, but he just ran by him, and it was just a go route, I think. He just threw it up in the air, and he went and got it.
We're hearing on the speakers, but not well.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It really is. There really isn't. I mean, we had the look that we really wanted, where we could get him where we wanted him, and it was too spotty, our ability to take advantage of it. You know, we got to it late, we got to it early, but not enough. But, you know, you're trying to mix the run in, you're trying to mix the pass in, you have other people to get involved when the coverage is leaning one way, you have to try to take advantage of some things with other people. That didn't happen today either, at least to the extent that the ball was down the field. I thought Shane Vereen did very well, and you see why he's here. He had a very, very good game, and again, it would have been nice to have enough time to take advantage of him in that last couple of sequences there, which we weren't able to do. But he did play well.
Yeah.
There's really no reason for that. There was plenty of time when we were out over the ball, plenty of time. And I think the only reason I can offer is he's changing the protection around and he loses track of the clock. But to go from 3rd and 7 with a legitimate chance, and quite frankly, a good play call, to 3rd and 12, and at that point in time, let's face it, we had lost Flowers and they had their ears pinned back because, you know, we were throwing the ball. And any time you get out of a sequence where you can mix or screen or something like that to help you, they had edge rushers that were very good. The Beasley kid's very good. Schofield on the edge is very good. And they were powerful in the middle, and that affected us as well. Well, not that I could tell you. I mean, we were trying to be as aggressive as we could. There was no reason not to, you know, because they took it and drove it. So, no, not that I would comment on right now.
The last couple of years, you started 0-2 and never were able to get your way out of the hole. 0-2 again now. What could be different?
Well, I thought we played better than we did last week, to be honest with you. We didn't get the turnovers, and that was the huge difference in the game. The game for us, we can't make mistakes. We can't make mistakes. And so we have to count on the other guy, and we didn't get any today. And had we got some today and got some pressure on the quarterback, there were a couple times when he was floating around in the middle, and we still couldn't get to him. So we'll be talking about pressure, I'm sure, after we look at the tape. But, you know, I just asked them to search down inside. We talk every week about finishing. That wasn't a finish for me. You know, we talk about don't keep score. I'll keep score. I'll let you know when the game's over. But that's not what happened again today. So the whole theme this week was to trust your instincts, trust your preparation, go out and play the game, compete. You know, challenge your opponent right to the very end. Don't worry about the score. I'll tell you what's on the scoreboard. And we'll continue to do that. The competitive nature of the finish of the game has got to improve.
Why do you think you're talking about that in such a hard time?
I'm talking about the challenge now, going into a quick turnaround.
Well, you know, we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We didn't do that last week, you know. There was frustration, but there wasn't anybody feeling sorry for themselves. And you can't, what is there? It's our own doing. You know, there's nobody to blame but us. So, I mean, maybe it's better for us to jump right back in. I mean, we're not even going to get to look at this tape with the players. We'll look at it as coaches, but we got to jump right on the next opponent.
Why do you think this group is having such a hard time finishing the drops and
delaying
games at the end of the game?
We haven't had that. We haven't had any delay games. Don't make it a generalized. It was one today. It's not generalized. I thought there were more errors in the beginning of the game in terms of you're talking about penalties or what in addition to the delay of the game do you want me to comment on? Well, Larry Donnell probably would have had to. He probably would have had to gather better, which he didn't. And, you know, had he caught that, that would have been a great play. He didn't make it. You know, he didn't make the great play. The play was, you say it was there. It was a high ball. He had to go get it. He didn't do it. Well, he'll get better. He'll improve. You know, I mean, there are times when it's tremendous, you know, and then other times when it's not. And I'm frustrated like you are in terms of at that point in time, that's when all the engines have to be going full speed, not the other way around. And had the ball been caught down the middle or had the ball been caught on the outside, I mean, we had the ball at the 50, so therefore even the one to Donnell goes down inside the 20. The only thing I can think of with Cromarty was the protocol. He has to go through the protocol. And Flowers is, I hope it's not going to be a continuous thing that bothers him all year long, but it's the ankle.